What's up, beer drinkers? Happy New Year. Feliz Año Huevos. Welcome to the very last show of the fifth season of Cold Brew Podcast. We recorded this New Year's Eve. Real quick, I kind of explained it at the beginning of the show, but I fucked up and I erased the show that was supposed to come out. So we did a little quickie for you, a little hop in, hop out, but it's still not void of content. We got some good stuff for you. And also a little trivia. Well, not that it's going to matter too much, but this is the last episode of the current opening song for the show. Next year, we'll have a brand new opening song. And this song, the instrumental was by Pierre Bourne, I think his name is. He crafted the track for Kanye West for his song On God, on his Jesus is King album. The song wasn't really that great, but the beat was perfect for what we needed it for the show. And I recorded it at the end of 2019, before Kanye became Kanye, Mr. President, Vice President, Vice Presidential Hopeful. And before he kind of went crazy, I debated whether I should get rid of it. I was like, nah, it's like one of those memes. Here, I fixed it for you. So there you go, Kanye, I fixed it. Anyway, next year we will have a brand new opening theme song. Just like we do, I think, at the last few years in a row, we've changed it up. We like to switch it up here. So we had a little fun on this show. Hopefully y'all had a good new year. And looking forward to 2021. I don't think anything's going to drastically change immediately. But I think after a few months in, we'll see how this year is shaping up to be. Can't be any worse than last year. But tell you what, though, man, 2020 wasn't the best year, but I don't think any of us will forget it anytime soon. All right, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Cold Brew Podcast, also on Untapped Cold Brew Podcast. Friend us and we'll friend you back. And also on Twitter. Those are the three main. Email. No one really emails anymore. In fact, I haven't even checked it. I don't know, like a month or two. Mostly ads. All right. But if y'all are feeling frisky, it's coldbrewpodcast@gmail.com. So without further ado, it's time for another Cold Brew.
Much love to all of those who subscribe and listen to the message we provide. All the joy and the love we derive from every pint. We're Cold Brew, drinking beer, talking about the beer news. Cold Brew list followed by our beer reviews, included by any drunken topic that we choose. It can be anything we want it to be. Sports, movies, music, TV shows, etc. 21st Amendment, glad it ended, have a drink. Let that sink. We're Cold Brew.
Coming at you pre-recorded from Cold Brew Studios. I'm Greg, he is Sorcerer Chromatic, and we're here to talk about beer.
Yes, we are.
Special show. Okay, this is what happened. We recorded a show a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and that's when I had the little sit down with Kaylee Snyder, and you and I decided to preempt that, and we were going to save that recording for this last show, so give us a week off. But funny thing, I'm running out of storage space on my computer, and so I was clearing out a bunch of stuff, and I saw, oh, you know, episode 309, that's the Kaylee Snyder one, so I deleted it. And when I went to edit it to make sure that it was all edited and ready to go, I'm glad I checked, like, on Wednesday. Or was it Tuesday or Wednesday I checked? I think it might have been Tuesday. I just decided to check just to make sure it was cool. And I realized what I did, and we didn't have a show. And so I got to say hats off to you once again. You helped me save the show by making yourself available to do a little quickie real quick.
Why, you're welcome.
So that's why we're doing a really quick show, real quick New Year show. And hey, any excuse to drink a beer, right?
Right. It is New Year's after.
That is correct. Like, we need an excuse anyway on this show. All right. So that being said, let's get to the beers.
Sounds good.
So I have in front of me from our good friends in Phoenix, Arizona, the first Arizona brewery I've ever been to, Rent House Brewing Company. And I have what many consider their ultimate juicy IPA, Spellbinder.
Put a spell on you.
Now, why I say ultimate is because this past year, 2020, it won a gold medal for a juicy IPA at the Great America Beer Festival. I haven't had this one in a while. I think I had it when it first came out, and that's when I went. I forgot if I went to the brewery or if I got it in a can. But either way, it's been maybe a year and a half, 2 years since I've had it. Whenever it came out, that's when I first got it. So it's been a while. I'm sure there's going to be some bias in my rating just because I already know it won a gold medal. So I apologize for that. However, what else can I say about this beer? Except for, let me see, whatever it says on Untappd. Our house hazy IPA, years in the making, pils malt, oats, and AZ grown Sonora white wheat. We use all premium Northwest hops, Cascade and Whirlpool, followed by a big Mosaic and Citra dry hop. Bright, bold, citrus, tropical, soft with restrained bitterness. So Rent House, they're doing really good stuff out here in Arizona. For those of you who don't know, and for those of you who do know, good for you. All right, pop off. What do you got?
I have from Martinez, California, Del Cielo Brewing's offering of a smooth ride.
Oh, shit. Love the name.
Yeah, so this beer is called Smooth Ride by Del Cielo Brewing. It is their foreign extra stout.
Ooh, all right.
So, foreign extra stout, the ABV is a 7.0. It is described as a deep, dark brown in color with a heavy body without creaminess. This beer has an aroma of black coffee and cocoa nibs. The flavors start with roasted coffee and cacao with fair amount of bitterness and finish with a nice, sweet, smoky flavor. Damn, I can't read. It's on my phone. Tell us more. Anyway, this just caught my eye. Del Cielo Brewing is pretty available where I'm at. And I just thought, hey, let me try this stout offering that they have. And with that, no further ado, hop.
Now, you've had their beer on the show before. I forgot which one it was. I'm trying to look it up right now. But, yeah, so they're no stranger to the show. But this is the first time you've ever had a stout by them.
Right. I'm trying to think what I had by them. I think I had their... I know for sure I took their... is it their Luchador? Their Mexican style lager?
Oh, yeah. You had their...
I got that for a Niner game.
Oh, you had their Mental Haze. It was just
I brought Mental Haze on the show.
Yeah, you just had a pale. It was a pale ale, and you also had a Coffee State, which was a white stout.
Oh, that's right.
I think it was a coffee flavor white stout. I like some of these names. Like they have one called Sneaky Slinky. That's a good name.
I've seen that one.
Oh, and then they have their Orale.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What did they call it?
I forgot what you called it.
Their Luchador?
Yeah.
Because there's a Luchador on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's the... Yeah, they have the two masks on there. They look like a tag team.
Yeah.
The Luchador, was the Barley Forge Mexican-style ale, right? Or the Mexican-style lager.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Rest in Peace Barley Forge. All right. Huh. Cool, man. We will rate these in just a bit because the show is small. But for now, it's time for the beer news. Hey, when I say the initials GSP, what does that remind you of?
George St. Pierre.
That is correct. Give this man a beer. He entered into partnership with Budweiser Zero. Now, I'm not a big MMA guy, as you are. Not saying that you're the expert, but what is like the overall, like, what's his legacy, the GSP legacy when it comes to UFC or MMA in general?
He's done wonders for the sport, as far as, you know, being, I guess his timing, if you will, where he was, you know, when it really got more streamlined and organized and, you know, he had a great title run. I'm pretty sure he retired undefeated or, retired the champ anyway. I mean, I know he had a stellar record. I don't know if he was unbeaten, just, really, really, what's it called?
Stellar good career.
Fighter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he said he was, I think like a day or two ago, he said he's coming out with a big announcement. People thought he was going to come out of retirement to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov. Is that how you say his name? Nurmagomedov?
Now, you're saying this to the syllables wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's like...
I'm reading it phonetically.
Yeah.
And I don't watch...
Like,
yeah?
Yeah. It's like Madinadoff or something like that.
Oh, okay. Like that. Anyway, but instead he was just announced his partnership to promote Bud Zero, their new alcohol-free beer, which is, again, perfect timing for January, right? The whole dry January, which I am going to take a part of. That was going to be my big announcement. But I think I mentioned it before. I'm going to do some non-alcoholic beers for the show. And just to see if I could do it. Just it's more of a battle of will than anything. I already hate it. To be honest, I already hate I'm doing a dry January. It's not even January yet. I'm going to miss the buzz, man. I really am. See, in a press release, Anheuser-Busch said, "We are proud to introduce Budweiser Zero, an alcohol-free brew with the taste of Budweiser. At only 50 calories and 0 grams of sugar, Budweiser Zero is made for beer drinkers who are looking to cut back on alcohol but still want the refreshment of a Budweiser." So, there you go. The GSP is getting paid by some by Budweiser. Good for him. And let's see.
Indeed. Yeah. What are they? I also hear that, like, I know it's not the healthiest thing to drink, but it's healthier too because it has like no sugar. Like if you're diabetic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think the only thing left is to add gluten free to it, right?
Which you did.
Is it really? Or are you just saying that?
Nah.
Okay. All right. And that was the only thing I wanted to bring up for the beer news. So you know what time it is?
I think I do.
It's time for the cold brew list.
As we proceed to give you what you need. Let me ask you this. What were some of your favorite beers this year?
Oh, man, there's been, like, what, 51, 50, now 52 of them? It's too much. I have no idea. I forget. Oh, nah, I forget.
Okay. I'm going to tell you your favorite.
Oh, okay, good. Remind me. Remind us.
I have a list of our highest rated beers for, again, our high, as in the Cold Brew Podcast, highest rated beers, as available on Untappd. For 2020.
Okay.
And here we go. Number 10 is King of the Thing.
Hey, all right.
All right, so this beer debuted back on February 23rd show, or at least that's when we recorded it and registered it.
Right.
From is it Drecker Brewing? Am I saying that right?
That's correct.
Out of Fargo, North Dakota. It is a New England double IPA with an ABV of 8.30. Hey, my birthday. And
oh, happy birthday.
And we rated it a 4.25, and I'm pretty sure you had that beer on the show.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious, like, which one you had, and which ones you've had, and which ones I've had. Just because it, to us, because of distribution, that's why.
With that said, our rating was 4.25. The overall rating on tap was 4.26. So, hey, we're right there.
Yeah.
Number 9, out of Stowe, Vermont, we had the infamous Heady Topper.
Oh, man, I still can't wait to try that.
Yeah, I was able to pick some up and, get it for the show. It was distributed out here. You know what I noticed, too? This beer we registered it on 2/19 with Untapped.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's about SF Beer Week time, and I'm sure it's still going to be all shot to hell for the beginning of this month, you know?
Oh, yeah, it will.
So, again, this is a New England-style double IPA at 8.0% ABV. We gave it a 4.25, and the overall rating globally is 4.56.
Very nice. Just so our listeners know, we... Even though these are tied, the reason why one's higher than the other is purely based on the date that it was entered. So since Heady Topper was rated 4.25 on 2/19, it supersedes King of Thing, which was rated 4.25 on 2/23.
Right.
All right. It's not like we rated Heady Topper slightly above King of Thing, although... Because it's kind of hard, because you had that and I had King of Thing, and so it's, unless you and I sat together and tried them both, we couldn't rank them in order.
Fair enough.
All right.
Moving on, number 8 from Bottle Logic Brewing out of Anaheim. Their Imperial Stout, parentheses, pecan pie, pie versus pie.
That was a really good one. I was surprised.
Bad boy. This bad boy is a heavyweight at 13.0% ABV.
Mm-hmm.
That was on our February 13th check-in. I'm assuming that's the recording date, right? Not the actual air date of the show.
Right. Yeah, those are the recording days, because that's when that's the date I pulled from Untapped. So that's when we untapped them, and usually we rate them right there while we're doing the show, as we are going to do later on.
And I said it's 13%. We gave it 4.25, and universally it is 4.2. Hey, right on the butt. Next, from Monkish Brewing out of Torrance, California. That's where Dirk Diggler's from. Huh?
Is it? All right.
Monkish Brewing, their New England style double IPA called Old Head Hustle.
I like that.
This goes back to February 3rd. It is a coming in at 8.90% ABV. We give it a 4.25, and globally it is 4.29. So, hey, right on the button again.
Yes, sir. We're really close with some of these. Yeah. I think number 5 is the only really disparaging one.
Right. And then again, going back to Bottle Logic, the Monkish, and those were both yours check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
As was this one from Tombstone Brewing out of Tombstone, Arizona. The Baltic Porter. Guess on the style the Baltic Porter is?
Is it a Pilsner?
Well, what's it called? We checked that in on January 26th. That's the week I became a dad.
Hey, now.
Let's see. The ABV on this one is 9.50. We gave it a 4.25. The globally, it is 4.03.
Ooh, nice.
So, again, really close to the margin.
Right.
Next, from Grand Teton Brewing out of Victor, Indiana.
Idaho.
Indiana's
IN.
Shut up. I didn't play it to you.
See if I was paying attention. I'm surprised you didn't say Stowe, Virginia Tech.
I know.
For the heady topper. I was giggly when I typed that in. I go, oh, I wonder if you're gonna say Virginia Tech.
The show goes back to the October 25th.
Mm-hmm.
90 tons pale ale called Sweetgrass APA.
I thought it was fabulous.
It's a 6.0% ABV. We gave it a 4.5. Globally, though, it is 3.53.
Oh, it's a travesty. It should be at least a 3.75. At least. I thought it was great.
You know, we'll do some ghost check-ins right now. We'll get it up.
All right. They start making some burner accounts.
Yes.
All right.
Moving on. The Avery Brewing out of Boulder, Colorado. Pumpkin ale by theirs. They're pumpkin with the KY in. What are those? They're not parentheses, are they?
They're brackets.
Like brackets.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to the, what's it called? October 4th show. And this one's a heavy hitter, the heaviest hitter on the list at 15.0% ABV. It's not just a pumpkin ale, it's barrel aged too. I thought you should have noted that.
I didn't see that in there, but yeah, you're right, because it's the KY. It should have been. I'm going to look it up right now while you're talking.
With that said, I gave it a 4.5. Globally, it is accepted at 4.26. So again, really close rating. That was a fabulous beer. I was glad I was able to break it out for such the occasion.
Right. Yeah. I just saw the description. The simple description just says pumpkin yam beer. It doesn't give the barrel age part until you click on the actual. Or you scroll down and you read the description. So, my bad.
All right. I'll still bring it up in the wrong part.
I should have realized that 50%, it wasn't just a regular pumpkin ale. All
right.
All right, number three.
From Dark Sky Brewing out of Flagstaff, Arizona, their Russian Imperial Stout offering known as Turbulence.
That was phenomenal. I was surprised how good I liked it, or how much I liked it.
Is that a everyday availability?
No, that's a rotational. It's weird. Rotation. Yeah, with Dark Sky, they don't have like a. It doesn't seem like they have a set rotation. They're just like, oh, we haven't brewed that in a while, or we haven't had this in a while. So when it comes out, you get delighted. So they don't have year round beers over at Dark Sky. That's like their gimmick. And they pull it off very well, though. I mean, I must say, no one ever is upset to go to Dark Sky to see that they don't have their favorite beer there. They're always excited to try something new.
Work.
I got to get back up there. All right, keep going. Oh, talk about Turbulence. The rating and the ABV and all that.
Okay. So, yeah, heavy hitter at 13.0% ABV. This was back in our June 14th show, by the way. I'm doing everything out of order. We gave it a 4.5. The global rating is 4.43. It's coinciding with our thoughts.
Yeah, this just goes to show, and I'm talking about summer in Arizona, or almost summer, cusp of summer. But shit, in June, it's like 100-something in Arizona. People still like stouts in the middle of fucking summer. Not just winter. Anyway, all right. Go ahead. Number two.
I'll do everything unique. From our April 26th check-in, it's double IPA from Simple Machine Brewing out of Phoenix, Arizona. Coming in at 9.0% ABV. Thank it.
Right.
And we gave... that's the Arizona Cardinal beer, right?
Not this season.
Yeah, but it was to get Murray. They still had some leftover when we got.
Man, I mean, they need a better coach.
Oh, you think it's Cliffy's fault?
Yeah, yeah. They I don't know what they're doing out there, man. He makes mistakes every game, like really bad mistakes. And thank God they have Kyler Murray to bail him out sometimes.
Yeah, I think they should just Hail Mary every play.
Why not? They have Hopkins and Fitzgerald. They could bookend it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you only need to connect like four times, right?
And plus, like every once in a while, you know, when they're streaking down and he doesn't feel it, Kyler could just, you know, tuck it and run.
Exactly.
And you have all that fucking midfield to deal with because he vacated it with the streak patterns.
Right. And now that he could hide behind Langdon.
Man, Fitzgerald and Hopkins would be gassed at fucking halftime. Like, no, please, no more.
What's his name? Made it at 5.0?
No, 4.5.
4.5. Sorry.
Bourbon?
And globally, it's 4.07.
Right.
And finally, number one for 2020 is from Russian River Brewing out of Santa Rosa, California. Their triple A, the first time ever they bottled it for sale, Pliny the Younger. Back in February 13th. Wow, so February 13th, we had that and Pie versus Pie. That's got to be our strongest show ever.
I would think so. That's what I was thinking when I was doing these, when I was writing these up.
Get a lot of high ratings in February, overall.
Yeah,
Topper.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you had fucking back to back. I remember making the comment when you brought out Hetty Topper. Cause yeah, I was like, shit, you had Pliny the Younger last show, and now this show you have Hetty Topper. Holy crap! You're just coming up. Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Pretty much.
That was fucking awesome, man. We had a great run there in fucking February. It's gonna be hard to top this year.
Yeah, you never know what surprises they might pull off. The old Brewers Guild for SF Beer Week, you know?
That is true. I mean, I say that now, but yeah, wait till 2021 comes along. We're gonna be killing it.
Right. So I gave it a 4.5. Globally, it is 4.61.
Very nice. I wonder if I went down a few more, 4.25s, what else I would find there. I stopped at 10, but anyway, I think we're going to do this every year now at the end of the year, just our year in review, our top rated beers for the year. There was a lot of great beers, man. We had a lot of 4.0s as well. And as our listeners know, we don't give out fives. I don't think have you ever once even on your personal account given out a five?
Maybe early before the show and stuff.
Yeah. Before you became a little bit more critical of beer.
Yeah. And it's not being snobbish. It's just kind of scaling them all uniformly, I think. That's my thing.
Right. Yeah. It kind of, you like to, you introduced me to that. Just compare them to the same styles rather than overall to each other.
Right.
Anyway. And we have yet to have a perfect beer. I was very close with that Secret Island, though, by Bear Bottle. Fuck, I still love that beer, man. I love that beer so much. And I really want to try the Alvarado Streets Contains No Juice again. Because I haven't... I remember that being my first hazy IPA, and I fucking loved it immediately when I first tried it. And I wonder if I still have the same feelings, or now, since I've had so many hazy IPAs, if maybe it's not nuanced enough for me now. Anyway, all right, great list. Can't wait to see what 2021 has in store for us. But for now, it's time to check in our beers. How's your beer doing?
I'm digging it, man. It's almost gone. Drinking it steadily. It's nice.
All right, so we are going to untap our beers. So check us out on Untappd, then friend us, and we'll friend you back. And so, did you hear that one? Did you hear that firework going off, the firecracker? That was a loud one. I'm trying to cover it up. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for putting me on blast.
Hey,
All right. A lot of sulfur in that one. Let's see. You had by Del Cielo. There. Which was fuck? I forgot what it was called. Smooth Ride. Take it easy.
Smooth Ride.
Exactly. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
All right. So, what would you like to rate this beer at?
I'm gonna give this one 3.75.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what are your three tasty notes on this guy?
Roasty, sweet, yeah. And European-esque.
Sweet. And Euro.
Well, let me tell you about it. Yeah, like it does got that roastiness, that coffee roastiness. And it mellows to a nice sweetness. And it's a really light body. It reminds me more of a European stout style. And I know I drink a lot more like barrel aged and heavy American stouts to begin with. It just has that lightness to it. That light, you know, mouthfeel.
Right, like dry.
There you go.
That's a way to do it, or a way to call it. All right, so I had by Reinhaus Spellbinder. And this is a good one. And I remember now drinking it why it's not grasping me as a gold medal winner. Like, hats off, it won a good gold medal, so fuck. It is a good beer. But it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of peel to it, a lot of citrus peel to it, a lot of pith. That's where a lot of the, it says restrained bitterness, but there is a lot of pithy bitterness to it. And that was the biggest detractor for me as far as my enjoyment of this beer. It takes away from the pillowy softness of the beer because it's got that pithiness. So I know it's got a really high rating. I think, and it's a gold medal winner, but it's good. But I'm going to give this one a 4. I can't rate any higher than 4. I would like to, but I can't. Like, it's... I've had better IPAs, in my estimation. It's very objective as far as tasting goes. So, let me see here. Let me look it up. I had it up earlier, but then I looked yours up. So, here it is. It has an overall rating of 4.09. So, I'm right there. And we have 5 friends who checked in on it to give it a 4.23 rating. Let's see here. Jose Alatriste gave it a 4.5. He checked in a couple times because he gave it a 4.5, but a little bit before that, he gave it a 4.3. See, Eddie Gomez, our buddy over at Hoppy Craftsman, he checked in, but he didn't really rate this. He just keeps checking in. He fucking checks in a lot on this one. I think he's a one of the Renhouse club members. I forgot what they called them. But, you know, you could you have a special allotment of every batch set aside so you could buy it. So he's able to get all the styles from Reinhaus. Here we go. He rated a 4.5. This was back January 2019. Hefe gave it a 4.0. Eddie again gave it a 4.75 on April 15th, 2018. Hey, he checked in a lot on this one. He loves this beer. John Bell gave it a 4.0, and Matt Hines gave it a 4. Alley Cat, she gave it, she just checked in. She didn't give it a check-in. She was the earliest check-in with April 26, 2017, so that must have been when I first had it. It was way back in the day. And I might have had it once since then, but it doesn't make it out here. Reinhaus is very hard to come by just because people swoop it up so quickly. All right, and as far as my check-in goes, though, here, let me go back. I'm going to give it a 4.0. Oops, I almost gave it a 4.25. And then I'll say it is pithy, citric, and what's the other thing I can get it? I'll just put delicious, because it is delicious. All right, save and check in. All right, guys. We don't have an Instagram poll of the week because we thought we were going to have the week off, so we didn't say nothing. But I have...
Do one for tonight, because... Oh, yeah. For those of you, we're recording New Year's Eve.
Right.
So, yeah, do one for tonight. See if we get, like, reaction. A lot of people are checking social media.
Yeah, because they'll be going to see what other people are doing on social media. So then we might get some good numbers tonight. All right, we'll think of something, and I'll post it later on. Say around, like, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Let me see here. Oh, there was three things I wanted to, or one thing I wanted to ask you before we signed off. But I was going through, I like to scroll through Reddit. I don't have an account. I'm a lurker. So I just go through the popular posts. And this one guy was asking other Redditors to give him some like youthful terms so he could use it on his son without his son knowing, without asking his son, because I guess his son's having a hard time with the lockdown and everything. He didn't say where he was living, but I'm guessing maybe like California or Oregon or New York, you know, someplace where they can't go out. And so it's just to throw a little zest in his son's life when, you know, when he's interacting with them. So there was a term. Well, there's a couple terms that I know already, and there's one I didn't know. So let me see if you know the definitions, or at the very least, how to use them. So you know what the term yeet means?
Yeet?
Yeah, Y-E-E-T.
You mean like yes or oh yeah?
Kind of. It's like almost like use it as, it's a more of an exclamation than an answer of like, approval.
Well, I guess because I'm like more Y-E-E. I see that in the Bay Area, but...
Oh, okay. So maybe it's a various twist on yeet. And it also could do, It could also be like a motion or like a dance or like when something is thrown. There's people use it as the word for, you know, yeeting, like throwing or, you know, getting yanked or something like that. So yeah, I saw that. That's been out for a while. That's been out for like a year, year and a half. I've seen it in memes and people. But anyway, so that was one. I asked my daughters these because I want to see how cool she was, and she said she heard that one before, so I believe her on that one. And then there is sus. I know she knows what sus means. You know what sus means, right?
Maybe I don't. I think I do.
It's just short for suspicious or suspect.
I was just saying like question it.
Right, yeah, and it really has to do with this. It really gained prominence recently with the app or the game app Among Us. So like you're these little monitos and you're running around like a spaceship doing tasks, but there's like one, two, or three imposters among us, and they act normally.
Oh,
but
Yeah. They look like they all look the same. Yeah, you have to like find the fake one.
Yeah, they're all different colors, and they have like the spaceship. You know, they're all spacesuits. And anyway, so when someone gets killed or someone calls a meeting to vote somebody out, they say, you know, like they'll say like pink sus or you know, red sus. You know, they're suspicious. They're just running around following people, and then they look like they want to kill someone. So. It just, that's when it was heightened. But I gotta say, when I first heard it, I knew what it meant. Like, I didn't have to be told because, I don't know if you remember, the, Method Man had that album, what was it called? What was it called? 421 The Day After?
Is it The Cow?
No, not that old. But 421 The Day After, that was, let me see, I'm looking it up right now. It came out in 2006. And he has that song. It's not the first. The first track was that, you know, that protest that he put, like the original audio protest. But the first song, track number two, was called "Is It Me," and he's got a lyrics that says that's fucked and that's sus. But I think it's because he wanted to say that's suspicious, but he ran out of syllables, so he kind of used it as convenience. So I want to say Method Man was the first one ever to say use the word sus in popular culture. All the way back in 2006. So I'm attributing that to Method Man. Until someone shows me an earlier usage of that word in popular culture, I'm going to say Method Man is the one who started that one. So hats off to Meth. M-E-F. Let me see here. Oh, and then one more term. Capping. You know what capping means? I know what it meant back in the day, yeah. But there's a new definition now. This one totally threw me for a loop. I had no idea. I had to fucking do a lot of reading up on this one.
Okay, well, I know it because, like, you see tweets and stuff, and at the end they say no cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I thought it meant like I'm talking facts. I'm not trying to be funny.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. No cap means I'm telling the truth. You know, bare bones. Like, and what I read, and I don't know if this is the correct etymology of it, but it stems from you know, you take your cap off as a sign of respect.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like you're not hiding anything. You're not so capping, which is the opposite of no cap, means lying. So there you go. Yeah, I that's the first I heard of it. So obviously you're a little bit more cultured than me.
A little bit.
All right. So there's your newest your latest terms. I'm not saying these are the only new terms. These are the three that I read that I was like, oh, okay, these are. Now my daughter said she knew what capping meant. I think she was just kind of like she wanted to be cool, and so she wanted to say she already knew it. But
sus with that one.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. Yeah. My daughter's sus. Thank you.
With that one anyway.
Yeah. With that one.
No cap.
Yeah. I believe she knew what yeet means because that one's been around for a while. All right, man. All right, that's it for this nice short little show. I'm going to edit this and throw it up so it could be ready for everyone on New Year's Day. Wish me luck on a dry January. We'll be back with the new show next week, and I'll tell you how awful or how easy it's going.
Word.
All right, any last words before we sign out?
Well, this is going to drop tomorrow, so Happy New Year.
Yes.
You know, 2020 was one for the books, definitely. Hopefully everyone has brighter days for 2021.
Oh, for sure. I totally agree. And with that,
you know, like, yeah. And that's the thing, like, I can't get all down on 2020. I mean, I mentioned earlier, I became a dad this year.
Yeah. I bought a house this year.
Yeah. COVID did do a damper on everything, and mm-hmm. I just hope everyone was able to really show their resilience.
Right. Totally agree. And so with that, we'd like to wish you cheers.
Until next time. Yes, you back though, crack though, yes, eyes and hat low, stash drove, pippin' the sock, you know how that go. Rap flow major, taste the flavor all natural, hot, you gotta love it when the track go. Jam was hot, three letters, M-E-F, man, bang, stop, that's off top, young, fresh to death, and you're not, no matter what the job, I'm the best man, rap CEO minus the yes man, I know that's right, so act right, statin' on the map like fuck y'all, get stuck y'all, and have a bad night as I brush off my shoulder, that's life, my niggas got storch, keep bringing it back like, oh boy, dig it, I talk about it and I live it, been there, did it, shit it, and wipe my ass with it, these critics sort of trained for brains and must have missed it, if they ain't got it, shit, they never get it. Is it me or is it these niggas in it for cheese? Is it me or my enemies hating on killer bees? Is it me or is it me that ain't feeling the seas with the top down, willing to be, feeling the breeze? Is it me or is it these niggas spitting the same? Is it me or my enemies throwing shit in the game? Is it me or the industry that really got the change? Once again, this group playing in case y'all forgot the name. I spit germ, early bird gets worm, man. Now that it's his turn, clowns don't get turns. And fuck with a chick perm. When she get hot, you get burned. And see, I'm not kidding. When will these kids learn that I'm that dude and allergic to whack juice? Blast if I have to, man, y'all don't give me no hassle. Who rap rotten apple to death and getting at you? Make heartbeats pound like the track do. If you ask me, this raspy voice nigga is nasty. Khakis hanging off his ass, eyes is glassy. Yes, fuck, that's us. Niggas know where to catch me at 1-800, get at me. Get at me. My flows, no hoes barred, holy jihad. Is the head nigga in charge, Matt back on his job. Like back in the days, back when the game was hard. And when they reminisce over, woo, my God. Is it me or is it these niggas in it for cheese? Is it me or my enemies hating on killer bees? Is it me or is it me that ain't feeling them seas with the top down, willing to be, feeling the breeze? Is it me or is it these
these niggas spitting the same?
Is it me?
Or my enemies throwing shit in the game?
Is it me?
Or the industry that really got the change? Once again, this group banging, case y'all forgot
to the game. Game. They stepped up, checked up, man, this game is messed up. Next up, you know what it is, don't get it effed up. Meth what? FYI, you need a heads up. And I don't mean to beat you in the head, but when I spit that, forget that. I eat these niggas food and shit rap. Where Cliff at? Tell him Mr. Meth got his shit back, the gift back. Signs still delivered and gift wrapped. Then when you hear that click clack, that's real talk. Some niggas will talk till the cops get killed off. Man, how did you get caught with all them rocks and still walk? Don't matter what you mix with a pig, it's still pork. And money, you still boss. Yeah, that was right on cue. New and improved on these dudes. Trying to walk in my shoes, doing my moves. But that's cool, cause I'ma make it do what it do with this W. Now, can I get a sue, motherfucker?
Is it me? Or is it these niggas in it for cheese?
Is it me?
Or my enemies hating on Killer B?
Is it me?
Or is it me that ain't feeling them seeds with the top down, willing to be, feeling the breeze?
Is it me?
Or is it these niggas spitting the same?
Is it me?
Or my enemies throwing shit in the game?
Is it me?
Or the industry that really got the change? Once again, this group banging, case y'all forgot the name.
Wu-Tang Radio, bitch.